The Connecticut River Conservancy tomorrow is hosting the first of three scheduled public discussions about the relicensing of five hydropower facilities. Power companies applied in December to renew operating licenses for the Turner's Falls Dam and Northfield Mountain Pump Storage in Massachusetts and the Wilder, Bellows Falls, and Vernon Dams in Vermont and New Hampshire. The question and answer sessions with CRC staff and various experts is an effort to get people to speak up in what is perhaps a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to influence how the hydropower dams are operated. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Andrea Donlin, the Conservancy's river steward in Massachusetts.
Five hydropower facilities on the Connecticut River that are going through relicensing have been going through relicensing for about 8 years now, and we've been following this process the whole way, but we recognize that most members of the public who care about the facilities and the river probably have lost track of where the process is and what's happening, and so we want to be able to pass along our knowledge and make sure that people know that there is an opportunity for public comment on the way these facilities will be operating the next 30 to 50 years. And so we had some presentations about what is in the license application that was submitted by each of the power companies, but we wanted some more informal ways of discussing and having people answer questions and that sort of thing. We aren't able to get together in person, but one advantage with these Zoom formats is people from various geographical parts of the watershed can all be in the same conversation.
What are some of the concerns that the Connecticut River Conservancy has about the relicensing of these five facilities?
Dams and hydropower facilities are a form of clean energy, but they do have a big impact on rivers. And so we're hoping for an outcome that does a better balance of sort of power generation with some of the impacts on the ecology of the river and then the recreation of the river. So the dams are barriers to fish movement, and we're hoping to see better upstream and downstream fish passage and safer upstream and downstream fish passage flows in the river that are a little bit closer to sort of natural flows. Right now, the section of the river right below the Turner's Falls Dam, for example, is very dry during the winter. Almost no flow happens below the dam. And as New England's largest river, we would hope to see, you know, better year-round flows in that section of the river. There are impacts to recreational use, and part of the FERC license does require that the company provide different recreational amenities, and the recreation plans that are currently in place were developed in the late 1960s, and obviously people's recreation patterns change through the course of time, and so we want to make sure that the recreational offerings will be reflective of people's interests in the upcoming 40 to 50 years, to the extent that we can predict what those are.
Yeah, do you think that most people, is it fair to say most people are unaware that these hydropower facilities are going through this relicensing process and that there is an opportunity here to impact what's going to happen with the river for the next generation or two?
There's a pretty good awareness that it's going on. And in fact, at the beginning of the process in, I think it was 2013, FERC came out here and held some scoping sessions, and those were pretty well attended. But the process is incredibly bureaucratic, and there's all these studies that have come out and comments on the studies, and most people, I think, just have, you know, it's just hard to keep track of what's going on. So I think either they've forgotten about it or they don't know what stage is, and there have been a lot of delays. So now we have an actual license application to review, and I think the next year is going to be pretty important in terms of finalizing comments and really starting to hammer out what the terms of the new licenses will be.
So tell us the particulars about these three events that you have coming up. You're calling them virtual coffee hours, right?
Yes. So we already did hour-long presentations on the facilities in Vermont, New Hampshire was one, and then the Massachusetts facilities was another in late January, and those are still viewable online. These events are set up as more as conversations, and we decided to pick sort of themes for the hour, but people can ask questions on any aspect of relicensing, but the one on March 10th will be about traditional cultural properties. The power companies were required to do some archaeological studies, but this is mostly outside of CRC's, I guess, expertise, but we will have some folks joining the call who are from the Nalambika Project and Abenaki tribes, and just trying to get a better discussion and handle on some of, you know, what could be done under the new license that would better honor sort of the cultural heritage and how that might, you know, impact what goes on near the hydropower facilities. Then the one in April will be about various river critters, so that could cover migratory fish, endangered or state-listed species such as dragonflies or tiger beetles. There's an eagle management plan, so it will run the gamut of any sort of critter issue. And then in May, we're going to do one focused on river recreation. If you'd like to join in, we have an events page on our ctriver.org website, and they're free to attend. You would just need to register, and then you'll get an automatic link by email to join the Zoom event.